This episode of the Halloween Podcast is brought to you by Acorns, the app that invests your change automatically. If you're like me, you have zero inside of your savings for future you. What Acorns does is rounds up all of your debit card purchases and invests that change for you automatically. I got started months ago and my account is slowly growing for future me. I didn't even notice it coming out of my bank account. It's that subtle. Support the Halloween Podcast by signing up using our link. You get a $5 sign-on bonus, and so do we. Just go to thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns, click on the banner, and get signed up. That's thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns. Now let's get the show started. Welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez, and today we are in day 5 of our It's a 90s Halloween Countdown. Do I got something special for you guys? Because joining me is my good friend, April. How you doing, April?
I am good. How are you?
Doing good. It's been a long time since we've had you on the show.
Yeah, I was not doing good while I was not on the show.
Yeah.
I had another spine surgery, and it was very complicated.
To say the least.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're doing better. I'm glad you're feeling up to doing some Halloween shows, because it would not be a Halloween Countdown without having you on to help me talk about some sitcoms.
It's literally the highlight of my month doing this, because I can't do much of anything else.
Nice. Well, today, we are going to cover the Hanging with Mr. Cooper episode, Halloween. Hanging with Mr. Cooper is an American sitcom that originally aired on the ABC network from September 22nd, 1992, all the way to August 30th, 1997. 5 seasons were produced with 101 episodes. 4 of them were actually Halloween episodes, and this one that we're going to take a look at today is titled Halloween. It is from season 4, episode 5. April, did you ever watch this one?
I watched the show, but I feel like I might not have seen this particular episode. You know how it was in, like, when you're watching them and you missed one, it wasn't like you could just go and find it on demand.
Yes. We talk about that extensively on the show.
Yeah, so I was like, I probably just didn't see this particular one. In fact, my memory of this show is pretty vague. So I was like, man, I kind of want to go back and watch the whole thing now.
Mm-hmm. Hulu.
I'm probably going to have the Hanging with Mr. Cooper binge soon.
It is on Hulu. I think like 2 years ago, a lot of the shows started popping up from the TGIF. Lineup. Hanging with Mr. Cooper was on TGIF for a few seasons. I believe is season 3 to 4 was on TGIF, and then after that it was gone. But it was produced by Jeff Franklin, who also did Full House and another one of my favorite sitcoms, Malcolm and Eddie. Have you ever heard of Malcolm and Eddie?
Malcolm and Eddie, no.
Never. They have a really great Halloween episode that, if we have time, we'll try to get to it this year.
Cool. I would enjoy that. And sign me up for any episodes you want to do.
Will do.
Cool.
Cool. So, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, I do remember this one from watching it on TGIF. I also watched it when it was on syndication. It played a lot on, like, TBS or whatever that network is called, that plays all of the old sitcoms on it. I used to watch it there. And like you, I had a huge span of about 15 years or so where I just completely forgot about this show. And then all of a sudden, it turned up on, like, Nick at Night. It showed up for a while. And I was able to get it on the DVR, and I had it set so every time new episodes came out, it would record. And I vaguely remembered this Halloween episode. Like, I remembered his costume, his Frankenstein costume. I remember that. I remember that Tyler was like a scaredy cat in this one. And I was thrilled when I started seeing him on Nick at Night. And then I had them all recorded so I can record the whole series. I got everything recorded. And the only episode that was missing was this one. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh.
So I knew this one was out there. I've waited this long to see it because I haven't been able to see it since it got onto Hulu. And now that it's on, now that I can watch it, it's everything that I remembered it was.
That's awesome.
This episode is it's a fun episode. So I think if you want, we can get into it. Give the episode a little run through as to what goes on. And if you have any questions about the characters, feel free to let me know. Or if you have any questions in general, let me know, April. And I will fill you in because it's kind of... this episode falls in where you kind of have to know the storyline as to what's going on to get some of the stuff. But it's filled with Halloween goodness, and you know this.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's get in on it. The show opens with Mark and Geneva talking about how Vanessa is always late with the rent. Vanessa runs in saying that she has a job. Everyone turns from like being angry to being fake excited, like overly excited. Mark thinks that he's going to be getting some rent money from Vanessa because she's getting her paycheck, but she went on a shopping spree instead. And then Mark asks how she's going to pay for all that stuff if she just got a job, and she says with her credit card. Mark takes it away and sticks it to the wall where she can't reach it and then walks off.
I thought that was hilarious because I'm a short person and that happens to me, and it was fun to see it happen to not me. And when I heard what she was going to do, I was like, I only have vague remembrances of this woman, and all I could think was, what is she going to do in the ambulance? She's a liability.
Right.
What are they thinking?
Well, she does turn into an EMT. She went to school for that sort of stuff in previous episodes. Yeah.
Okay.
So now she has her certificate. She's ready to go. She's got a job. And
she seems too ditzy to have finished that.
She does.
Is she possibly taking an acting class by mistake?
I don't know, but she's trying to do what she can. I think, if memory serves me correctly, she had a really good job and then she was let go for some reason. So that's kind of why she had to find herself and figure out what she wanted to do with her life. And EMT was something she wanted to do. And in this episode, we get to see her in action for the very first time. And it's a sight to see.
I loved the intro. And I really, really, really loved the different cutscenes when they came back from their commercial breaks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever enjoyed a return from a commercial break as much as I have watching this one episode. I love the way they color it all around. And do they do that for every episode, or was that a Halloween special?
No, they did that a lot. And I believe every single transition had something like that, where like if a car goes by, you can see like the waves of the car going through. They'd be different colors. Like, yeah, they did that a lot.
I love it. And then the funny part was I forgot Raven was on this show.
Yeah, Raven Simone is in it.
I forgot.
While we're... Let's go through the characters as they're coming through. First, we had Mark Carey, who plays Mark Cooper, who is the main character of the show.
I had a question about him. Is he, like, for real life a basketball player?
I'm not
like,
a...
Was he, like, a famous person, and they're like, you play basketball, let's give you a TV show. See how that goes.
In the show, he was a professional basketball player who got injured and couldn't do it anymore. So the story revolves around him trying to... Now he's a teacher, and he still has people come up to him saying, hey, you're Mark Cooper, aren't you supposed to be like a basketball player? And then they go, oh yeah, I hurt my knee, yada yada. So it's one of those things. But the actor himself, Mark Curry, I don't think he was a basketball player. I think he was a comedian. He was one of those comedians that ended up getting their own show. Tim Allen.
Because he was 16 feet tall.
Yeah. he's... I wonder how tall he is. Let me see if I can find it really fast.
He's a tall guy. Like, if they couldn't figure out, like, what are we gonna do with this comedian? What's the theme of the show? Well, he's 16 feet tall. Make him a basketball player.
He's 6'6".
Wow! See, that's some tallness.
So he is pretty tall, and I'm going to take a quick peek to see if I don't see basketball anywhere on here, so probably not, but I'm going to say hold on. It says right here Curry's first major role was on ABC's sitcom Hanging with Mr. Cooper, which made its debut in September 1992. On the show, he played lead role of Mark Cooper, an NBA player turned substitute teacher, gym coach, and then that's all it says. Then it says it was aired for 5 seasons, over 100 episodes. And the next line under it says that he also guest starred on Living Single, which you love.
I love Living Single!
I know. Me and Mandy watched the whole thing not too long ago.
Remember him in it though, but maybe I wasn't like remembering him when, you know what I mean, like that happens,
right?
Like when I was watching this show, I probably didn't remember why I knew Raven. And isn't she from the Cosby Show?
She is from the Cosby Show. We will
she
get
played
to her.
The little bitty one. She played the little bitty one, the little, I forget. Yes. What the kid's name was.
Yeah, we'll, yeah, okay. we'll get Sorry. To her in the next scene. So yeah, that was Mark Cooper. Then we have Geneva Lee, who is, I believe, a cousin to Mark.
Yep.
And then we have Vanessa, played by Holly Robinson. She was there from the very beginning. Geneva wasn't there from the beginning. There was another roommate they had. And then I'm not sure exactly what happened to that actress. I think they, I don't know. It was the same lady that was on, what's that other sitcom that you liked? A Different World? She was in that one for like the first season.
Well, now I gotta look this up. I need to see it. I need to know.
So yeah. So those are the three characters we've seen so far. In the next scene, the kids, we have Tyler, who is played by Marquise Wilson. And we have Nicole, who is Raven Simone. She plays Nicole. And then there's another friend there who we never really see again. This is like her one and only episode appearance, but we're led to believe that she's like a third friend, which mm-hmm. I don't think they had a third friend. I think it was just always Tyler and Nicole. But her name was Sandy, and she is played by Shekinah Williams, who... she looked very familiar to me, so I went to her IMDb page to kind of see who she is, and she only did 4 roles. She was in Smart Guy, which is another show that I remember very well. Hanging with Mr. Cooper, which is this one. She was on Our Way, which is another TV series. I don't remember that one, and she was on Family Matters. So she was in those 4. That's probably where I remember her from, is either Family Matters or Smart Guy. But she looked familiar. She's only had 4 roles. Not too extensive there.
Oh, I see this now. So Lewis appeared on a special week-long segment of A Different World called... Yeah, but it doesn't say the name of the character. I see her face, but it was like not like she was a reoccurring role, so that's probably why I don't remember her.
Right, yeah, she
but
was
I,
only...
I do...
She was only in a handful of episodes, I believe.
I love A Different World, and I forgot about that. I gotta watch that again, too, man. I gotta watch A Different World, I gotta watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and to be honest with you, now that you mentioned it, I gotta just go through Living Single again, and yeah, I might have bought the box set of that show.
Nice. Well, they're all on Hulu now.
I know, but when I saw it, I was like, mine! That way, if the internet goes down, I can still watch it.
You can still watch it, yeah.
The cool part is, story about me is I just moved not even a month into the new place, and the fun part is, not fun, my eyes suck, but the fun part is the TV in my bedroom, I can actually see it now!
Oh, nice!
This is so fun. So this is what I did is last night as I logged into Hulu on the TV for the first time. And I was like, I'm going to watch this episode. And then I'm like, I want to watch the next one. I got to watch the other show for the next recording.
But yeah, okay. So those are the characters so far. So the three kids, they're in the living room now. They're watching a scary movie. Mark comes in and joins them. The movie is called Blood Basement. Does that sound like a movie you'd want to watch?
Sure. I mean, it sounds stupid, but I've watched stupid movies before.
It sounds like one of those cheesy 80s horror flicks.
Like, one of my favorites is People Under the Stairs.
I should do that one.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Movie. Oh, well, if you do that one, I want in, because I love that movie.
Will do. I was actually... Go ahead.
I have a friend who lived in that area and sent a picture to me of him in front of the actual house.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't live in there. I don't even care, like, if the inside was fake or not. I could not live in that house. No,
you'd be too terrified.
Even if it was free and there was no, like, nothing to do, you just could just live there free, I would be like, no.
Yeah. But anyways, Blood Basement is what they're watching. Tyler says that no one, that he's not scared about the movie, and...
He's just cold.
Yeah, he's obviously scared, because he's, like, shivering, and the person...
Or he's got hypothermia.
The person in the movie is going down to the basement, and Tyler's, like, screaming, why are you going down to the basement? And he's, like, he really cares. There's, like, some jump scare that we don't see on the screen, and Tyler, he dumps the popcorn over and just starts screaming, yelling, why? And he falls over the couch.
I love that, by the way.
That he falls over the couch?
Yeah. No, the thing where he throws the popcorn and then the funny stuff that Cooper is saying, like, you hear the music. That's not the radio. That's telling you not to go there. And then the kid keeps backing up and falls off the couch. I was laughing the entire time.
It is a very funny scene.
I hadn't seen this episode before, so this was all firsthand, the first time for me. So I was like, that guy is hilarious, and this kid is so funny.
Yeah, Tyler plays the next-door neighbor who's kind of like, he's like the Urkel of the show, or the Roger of the show from Sister Sister. He's that character. So he's always around. You never see the parents, but he's like just always there. So that's Tyler for you. So Tyler acts like he's not scared. And
because that's what you do.
Yes, he's trying to be macho man with the two girls. And the girls tell him, well, if you're not scared, then why don't you go to the kitchen, get us some more popcorn, and don't turn on the lights. And he's like, I don't have to prove myself to you guys.
I'm going home.
He's like, I'm going home. So Mark tells him, hey, you don't have to go home. It's fine. The girl says, yeah, we'll get our own popcorn. And they basically just tell him that he's scared. Tyler says that, no, he just wants to go home, but he doesn't leave. And then Mark says that if he wants him to go with him, and Tyler just goes, yes.
I'd also like to point out that Raven's outfit is super freaking cute.
Is it? I wasn't paying attention.
It is. Oh, her outfit is like she's got this cute little pink bow in her hair, and then she's got a pink little outfit, and then her boots are cool, but then under the boots she's got pink socks. And I'm like, this is just the cutest outfit. I would wear that.
Oh, I could see you in that.
I would wear that.
I know you would.
So, yeah, I thought Cooper was really sweet. He totally knew that kid needed to be walked home. And now that you tell me he's their neighbor, that made it even funnier.
Yeah, he's the annoying neighbor. He's always telling them to go home.
He needed to be walked home to the next door house. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't think I've ever been that scared, but, I mean... Who knows?
I mean, I was as a kid, like when I was really young and I shouldn't have been watching Pet Sematary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, I haven't been scared since.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I'm afraid when I'm cooking, but that's real life because I'm afraid I'm going to explode.
Yeah, the only thing I'm scared of now is like a bear coming out of the woods.
I'm afraid I'm walking of the house. Spiders and bees and, you know, cooking and. I'm afraid of the circuit breaker now that I know where it is.
You're just scared of everything.
I'm afraid of a lot of things in real life. not, you know, like games and or movies or a TV show. So I'm afraid of things that can actually harm you.
Right.
Whereas, for example, when I got Resident Evil 7, everybody warned me it's so frightening. And I'm like, it's just, it's basically the things that scare people is the ambiance sound.
Yeah.
And I was living in a house from the 1920s. So I'm like, this sounds like it's more sturdy than where I'm living. So it didn't frighten me.
Nice.
So yeah, no, I'm afraid of things that can legitly hurt you. Spiders are dangerous.
Well, tell me about it. We have some pretty gnarly spiders here in Tennessee.
I don't even know what you have out there. You could have rattlesnakes for all I know.
Oh, we got tons of snakes. The first couple of weeks I was here, we started seeing snakes. So in California, where I used to live, we had a huge rattlesnake population. And I saw a rattlesnake probably the first year living in the house that we were in. We were there for about 9 years. And then the last time I saw a rattlesnake was towards where we were leaving. So in that 9 year span, I only saw a rattlesnake twice. And I've already seen like 20 snakes here in Tennessee.
See, that's like 50 times too many.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I do not like snakes.
I don't like snakes either. Mm-hmm. And I've only seen gardener snakes and they scared me up onto the table. I was on the dining room table, hyperventilating.
All right. Well, speaking of
back
snakes.
To the show!
Speaking of things that scare April, in the kitchen, Nicole is wearing like this really cute bee outfit. And Geneva is saying how cute little honeybee she is.
And I am actually afraid of bees, so that's fitting.
Oh, we have tons of bees here too. Huge bees. Like in California, we had those little honeybees, you know, like a Honey Nut Cheerios bee. But no, here they're like on steroids. They're humongous.
This house has a lot of mud wasps.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know that was a thing mm-hmm. until we found all these little mud spots on the house. I'm like, what's this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Yeah, I have to get rid of them all the time.
I saw a thing that I wrote down that I didn't understand. He said he could get tickets to Raider.
Okay, we will get there right now. So Nicole says that she's a killer bee. And
when
Vanessa walks in with her first day on the job as an EMT, and it was just an orientation.
Her outfit was so cute.
She looked like she was wearing a jumpsuit.
Yeah, it was a cute jumpsuit.
Yeah. So she
had a badge.
Yeah. She well, very official. So she's she goes out into the streets tomorrow. That day was just orientation. She tells us that. And then Mark comes in and he says that he's going to a Halloween party. It's a costume contest. And first prize gets Raider tickets. Raider tickets, it's football game. The Raiders are the Oakland Raiders, which is where this takes place.
I was figuring it was either a basketball or a football or another sport that I couldn't remember the name of. I'm not a sports person.
Yeah, I believe it's the LA Raiders now. No longer the Oakland Raiders.
There's actually a plumbing company here called the Drain Raiders, and that's what my mind went to, and I was like, this makes no sense. But I do love what they came up to call the boy.
All right, so he doesn't want to let... he doesn't want to let anyone know what his costume is. He's trying to keep it very secretive. He asks Geneva what she's going to be, and she doesn't know because at this point she just recently became the principal of the school that Mark works at, and she doesn't want to be known as the principal that wears silly outfits, so she's like not sure what she wants to do. She leaves, and Mark asks Nicole what Tyler's going to be for Halloween since the two of them are best friends. She tells him that he's not speaking to her, that she says that Sandy, the other little girl that was with him watching Blood Basement, let it slip that he was scared of the movie and everyone at school is making fun of him, calling him chicken butt, which is awesome. Which is what we used to call scaredy cats in when I was in middle school, chicken butts.
I never heard that one before, I enjoyed that. But
no.
as a fun fact, I think the term for that little girl is toxic. She is a troublemaker.
She is a troublemaker because that's probably why we only see her once.
She's just stirring up some trouble. That's what she is this episode. She's the stirrer of the troubles.
Yeah. So she says that Tyler is blaming her for all of that stuff, so that's why they're not talking. They start singing this chicken butt song.
Chicken butt.
Chicken butt. Chicken butt.
Chicken butt. Chicken butt. Chicken butt. I actually thought at one point they were going to hit each other in the head.
Why will they hit each other in the head?
Because they got real close and they're doing the chicken butt and they were doing the neck stretching thing. And I'm like, you're going to smack each other in the forehead in a minute.
Headbutt each other.
This next part made me laugh so hard when the 1+1=2 happened in my mind. Because, like, Cooper comes in. I'm going to do this part because I can't help it to make sense of it now. So Cooper comes in and what's the boy's name?
Tyler.
Tyler's sitting on the couch watching TV. Mark comes in, doesn't notice him, goes into his room, gets some papers, and he's like, Cooper, what are you doing here? And he's like, I forgot my lesson plan. I came back on my free period. What are you doing here? It's school time. And that's when I was like, the 1+1=2. You're hiding in a teacher's house during school.
Yes. It goes to show you that he's always there.
Really?
Like, always.
Like, he needs his own coffee mug.
Like, he doesn't go home.
That was the funniest part. I was like, you're hiding at a teacher's house. And the principal's house, technically, too, now that I think about it.
Well, he's a high school teacher, Marcus.
Is that little boy in high school?
No, the little boy's in, like, middle school, so it would be a different school.
Okay, but it's still a teacher and a principal, whether it's your school or not. I'm sure they all talk. So that's just really funny.
So, yeah, that happens, and he says that he needs a place to hide. He's upset because they're making fun of him,
and
he starts saying, but it's true. I mean, I am a chicken butt. I'm scared. And Mark tells him that he has to face his fear, and his fear will disappear.
That would make an excellent shirt. Picture it, okay? It's the Halloween shirt for the show. You get Cooper in his costume. And then it says, face your fear and your fear will disappear. And then it says chicken butt on the back.
Chicken butt, yep.
What do you think?
That would be a great shirt. I'll see if I can design one for the Halloween podcast.
If you do it, I want it in a dark with light writing because I don't like white shirts. And I'll buy one.
Gotcha. All right. So Tyler asks Mark what he's afraid of. And Mark says, Jell-O. Are you afraid of Jell-O?
Never been afraid of Jell-O, but the next part made me laugh really hard because he was like, so then it got to the point where I'd see Bill Cosby and I'd get scared. I'm like, does he even know?
At this point in time, nobody knew.
Is that foreshadowing?
No, it's because Bill Cosby did the Jell-O commercials.
I know, but it just seemed kind of funny because what happened later?
Yes.
Like, man.
I know, it's so weird. Like, listening, going back and watching old shows and then hearing those references of, and then you hear about what happens now, it's an odd thing.
I don't even know, honestly, how I'm supposed to feel about it. Like, I loved The Cosby Show, and this pooped on it so bad that I don't know how to feel about it. Is it wrong to still like The Cosby Show?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a whole can of worms I don't want to get into, so I don't know.
You know what? That's the thing, too, is I think my brain just goes, don't make a decision, don't think about it. Puppies!
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the show. They challenge him to go and spend, what was it originally? They suggested like a minute or 10 minutes or something in the old Bailey house.
Mm-hmm, the old man Bailey, he supposedly died there. But before we get to that, there was a really funny line where when all of the kids are coming home and they ask him why he was so late, and Tyler says, I had a dentist appointment. And then the Sandy, who instantly calls him out, says, I thought you said it was a doctor's appointment. And then he looks at her and he's
then
like,
stutters.
Will you mind your business?
In my mind, I'm like, you know, a dentist is a doctor.
Yeah.
Technically. So but he couldn't go there. He was too freaked out.
Yeah, but it's Halloween. We know that because they start talking about
they're
going to go trick or treating. And this is like the best part about Halloween is when you get together with your friends and talk about we're going to go trick or treating. We're going to hang out. And it just seemed like a great time.
Never personally got to do that.
I know. I feel so bad for you that you never got to do that.
I got to trick or treat once.
Yeah. One time.
And I was so excited, I couldn't decide what I wanted to be, so I was a princess vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before that whole hodgepodge of cosplay was a thing. I was just like, I got a fairy wand and I've got a cape with fangs. I'm doing both.
Yeah. But Sandy's really giving it to Tyler. She's like not letting him get away with anything. And
I don't like her.
Yeah, I don't either. And then that's when he has to... She tells him that if he's not scared, he has to spend 1 minute at the Old Bailey house. Then him, for whatever reason, says, you know what? I'm going to stay there until midnight.
Well, he wanted to face his fear so yeah. he would disappear because he's listening to the teacher, Cooper.
Yeah. I don't know where his parents are because, I mean, he's going to stay there all night. Like, I don't know.
Is there a possibility he's just squatting in the house next door and that's why he's always at the other house because they have heat and power and food and people?
It is possible. So I don't know.
So I have a question. So yeah. if he's like the Urkel and the Roger, are you not supposed to like him? Because I like him.
I think everyone.
Is he a lovable version? Because I found Urkel annoying and I found Roger annoying, but I like this kid.
Yeah, he's a lovable version. He would probably be in the Cosby Show. He would be Bud.
Oh, okay, I love Bud.
So that's kind of who he would be.
Sometimes Bud needed a smack in the face, but that was usually because of an outside influence. Okay,
because of his brother.
Is that guy was his brother?
No,
well, that explains a lot.
That's why Bud always got in trouble, is because of the stuff that his brother told him.
Yes, that's right. Yes,
about
okay,
women
yes.
and all, yeah.
Yeah, that's when he needed to be smacked. Okay. So now we get the reveal of Cooper's costume.
Mm-hmm.
The hair was yeah. epic.
It was very epic. He was a version of Frankenstein's monster who mm-hmm. he calls a Frankenbrother.
So could he have been Frankenstein's monster's bro?
Yeah.
Frankenstein could have made another one we weren't looking.
Could have. I don't know. Then he starts dancing, which I thought was pretty fun.
I thought it was insane that he was already 16 feet tall and then put on platforms and then a headpiece that was another foot tall.
Yeah, he even makes a joke about it having to drive. He has to turn his front to the side.
Driving mode, and he puts it backwards. Yeah. I loved it. But that made me wonder,
yeah.
how tall are the ceilings in that house? You know, because he's a giant man.
I think it's a vaulted ceiling. It has to be vaulted on one side, and then the rooms would be on the other side of the house. It looks like a very big house.
Yeah.
So
that was fun. Yes, I wrote down driving mode was a hoot.
Yes, and the reason why he's driving is because he found out that Tyler is spending the night at the Old Bailey house.
Old Bailey house. And his cousin was like, no, get that boy out of there.
Yeah.
Old man Bailey died there. Get him out of there.
Mm-hmm. So Mark goes and he's going to miss the party.
Is that for a sitcom or is it supposed to be scary if somebody died in the house?
I don't know. Remember when, or did we? We did the Martin one together, right?
Possibly. I do love that show. Damn it, I want to watch Martin. Oops,
No, you're fine.
I like that show too.
But Old Man Ackerman died in the house, supposedly, and that's what was freaking everyone out. So I guess
that's
if
right.
somebody dies.
I remember Old Man Ackerman, yeah. No, okay, because I've never been like, someone died in that house. I'm like, well, you know, over the course of the planet,
mm-hmm.
somebody's probably died where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Or it's very possible. Near it.
Yeah. So Mark goes off. He goes into driving mode, turns his afro sideways, and then off he goes.
I love that part.
And thinking about all of that stuff, it made me think about how subconsciously I probably, the short story I wrote, Halloween Candy, was highly influenced by this episode. I'm going to say. Subconsciously, I might have done that.
That's funny.
But, yeah. So, now we get to the throwaway, the B story, which is Vanessa overly excited for her first day. And the veterans there are just basically making fun of her because she's way overexcited.
Rookie! So. I loved it. They chorused rookie because mm-hmm. she was so excited.
Yes.
But it's like, huh? Okay, I can understand being excited because I'm that kind of person. I get excited about things, but I don't forget my seatbelt. Excited, schmexcited. Yeah. Seatbelt, number one thing. Then you get excited. You get excited with the seatbelt on. It's actually more entertaining because then you're like excited, but then you're restrained.
Mm-hmm. Got to buckle up.
So she's going to have some serious whiplash pains after that one because that guy took off and she was almost in his lap.
Yeah. So that comes into play later. But we're in the haunted house. What did you think about the haunted house?
I thought the haunted house, actually, to be honest with you, during that scene, I kept trying to like, does this look like a set that I might recognize that they just ookied up to make it look like the haunted house? Like, could this be the Cosby's living room? Like, I was trying to match it up with like a sitcom's like layout, but they can move those things so well because of the way sets are designed that I just gave up.
Yeah.
But for a very long period of time, I was like, that door, okay, now there's a thing over here. Now here's the couch. Now if they move the couch, would this look like somebody else, like the full house living room? No, because they had the thing with the... So I was distracted by that. I paused it and I was like, nah, I give up. I don't even know what affiliates are with what shows to even make logical guesses anyway. So it's not Roseanne, I checked. But... because that came later, I think, anyway. But I thought it was pretty spooky dirty. And there was a coffin in the house, which that's not normal.
I think it was like a chest.
Oh, okay. It looked like a coffin.
Yeah, the house has supposedly have been abandoned for a very long time.
And then stuff got left behind. And I know that firsthand now because I know for a fact I left stuff behind. I was like, you can go to the dumpster easier than I can. You can do this. I did that with a lot of stuff.
So did we.
So now I completely understand now when you see an abandoned house and there's things inside because they didn't want to go to the dump.
Yeah.
I honestly never got that until just now. So that makes perfect sense now.
Yeah. So in the haunted house, Tyler is frightened about everything, every single little noise.
Every little noise, yeah.
He hears something coming and he starts freaking out and it's Mark. Mark basically picks him up and tells him, hey, it's me.
I could not get over that. It's like, do you think he could really lift that boy? I mean, that was impressive.
Yeah.
And then he lifted the boy 15 feet. Oh, I hit my mic. He lifted the boy 15 feet off the ground because he's already a million feet tall and wearing platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, did he have a rope in the background? Like, they hit it? Because he just picked him up like he was a cookie.
Yeah. Like nothing.
That was insane. Rag doll. But it took him a minute because dude was wearing a costume that was pretty impressive and he was already spooked out. So it took him a while to realize it was someone he knew.
Right. Yeah. He had to lift his wig up so he could see his hair.
I love that wig. Did I mention that? I love that wig. Okay.
It's a great wig. Yeah. So he tells Mark that he's going to stay there because he needs to conquer his fear. And Mark, being a really good friend, agrees to stay with him just for a little bit, though, because he's got to get to that party. He's got to win some Raider tickets.
Which is not for a plumber, now that I understand that.
No. So we get back to... Oh, go ahead.
Vanessa.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get back to Vanessa. And I wrote down when he took off. Okay, so they get to the guy and they're like, should we call the police for an escort? And it's like, it's just a broken leg.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty dang funny. And then they're like, she's like, I am a dedicated. I'm not going to sit in the seat. I'm going to help this guy. And then she keeps falling on him, which made me feel so bad for him. But honestly, when they first took off and I knew she wasn't putting the seatbelt on, I honestly was kind of expecting when they did the far away shot of them driving away that her face was going to be pressed against the glass.
Yeah.
I really expected that. Like she'd look like one of those little Garfields that would suction cup mm-hmm. to the window.
I know
but
what you're talking about.
That's not what happened.
No. She...
And then she's like, I'm going to give this guy an injection. I'm like, no, no. Is that supposed to be the scary part of the episode?
Oh, boy. But she ends up getting sick. And so we kind of end with her getting sick, getting car sick. Then we go back to Mark and Tyler, who are hearing noises happen. It's an old house. They think it's probably some wind. They hear somebody coming. They think it's old man Bailey, and they know somebody's coming. Mark says that it's probably cops coming to arrest them because they're breaking and entering. And it ends up being Irvin and some girl. And Irvin is a character who was one of my favorite characters in the whole series, played by Omar Gooding, who is a student of Mark's.
That name sounds familiar.
Omar Gooding is the same guy who was in Smart Guy. And he also did Wild and Crazy Kids on Nickelodeon.
That name is familiar, but I can't picture the show.
He is the brother of Cuba Gooding Jr. Jerry Maguire.
Oh, okay. That makes sense now.
Yeah, so they're related. That's who this is. He is a regular character. Unfortunately, this is the first and last time we see him in this episode. But he's with a girl. The girl is named Carol, and it's played by Shar Jackson, who some people might recognize her from movies like Good Burger. She was in that one. She was in Moesha, another sitcom. So she's been
she
in a couple
familiar,
of other things.
But I don't remember those other things that you listed her, but I liked her dress. I thought it was really pretty. And then he was dressed as this cute little puppy.
He was dressed like a puppy, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, I came in and cleaned this house for 2 days. I'm like, this is 2 days worth of cleaning?
Yeah, and then he goes,
how horrible did it look?
The line that got me was him saying, who do you think put the sheet on the couch? That
actually,
got me for some reason.
Because I couldn't figure out why there was a sheet on the couch. So that makes sense.
That got me. But they get freaked out because they, of course, nobody could recognize Mr. Cooper in his outfit.
Well, and then the little boy pops out of the
pops out of the chest.
And that was too much. That was too much. And he wasn't
Irvin.
Even wearing an outfit, but he jumps out of a thing in a house where someone died. So they're already on edge.
Yeah. So Irvin thought he was going to get somewhere with the girl, bringing her to his house in quotations. She gets mad at him because he's been lying. And so he leaves. The girl leaves, and then Irvin leaves to go after her. Mark looks at his watch and says, hey, look, it's past 12. You did it, buddy. And they get all excited. And then Tyler looks at his watch, and he's like, it's only 10:45.
Yeah, he was screwing with his watch when the kid wasn't looking, which was funny. I thought that was pretty cute. He was like, I want to leave, so I'm gonna pretend. And he, that's right. He all said, well, it's like midnight in New York, and in Japan it's tomorrow afternoon. You're good.
Mm-hmm. So Mark wants to get to this party. Tyler wants to stay there. He wants to prove himself that he is not a chicken butt. So he then he looks at Mark. And then he's like, how did you get your hair like that? And Mark goes, it's an afro wig. I just cut it in half. And then he, like, flips it around. You
know, honestly, after that, I was like, wait, I want to see what one of those looks like when he didn't do it. And then I was like, oh, it's the two little poofs on either side. I want that for my hair. I've actually tried doing it, but I'm not very good with doing hair things. But I thought that was a cute style.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
Did you get to the best part?
Which one?
The best part. They're sitting there. It's midnight. They're chill because they've completed their goal. And then the kitchen door starts to open on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And out comes a hat by itself.
Yep, just rolling on the ground.
Scooching along the floor. And the boy finally is like, yeah, I really am. I've really conquered my fears, while Cooper's hiding behind the couch, which I thought was hilarious.
Yes.
It's like, how
tables have turned.
How bad could something be that small? I mean, it can't be a spider because that's too small, you know? So how bad a small, big thing like that could be, right? Like, a small, big thing is oxymoron, but you know what I mean, right? It's too small to be dangerous, too big to be anything really scary. So he's like, I'm facing my fear, picks it up, and it's a kitten. I was like, this is the best ending ever.
A little tiny kitten. How that kitten got there, I don't know. How the kitten opened the door, I don't know. but
I mean, it was just one of those swinging doors. It wasn't like...
Oh, is that what it was? I thought it had a latch.
No. It was just one of those swinging doors. I think that's what the Cosbys have to their kitchen.
Yeah, Full House had it too.
Yes. See, again, I was paying too much attention because it's like, whose living room did they just dirty up for this?
Right.
Does anyone else do that besides just on this one? Like, when they go to, like, a friend's house they've never been to before in a show, do you be like, this looks like somebody else's house with different wallpaper? You ever do that? I'm always trying to see if I can match up the floor plan for some stupid reason.
Well, it's one of those cookie cutter homes, so a lot of homes will look alike.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
I enjoy the episode immensely.
That is it. We are in the ending credits, which is basically the ambulance pulls up and they pull Vanessa out of there because she apparently fainted. And the ambulance takes her in. And the final joke is that the guy that they went to go pick up is like huddling out of the ambulance trying to catch up to the gurney because they...
He's like hopping as fast as he can on that one good leg. Hey, don't forget me!
Mm-mm.
Oh, poor guy.
And that's the end of this Halloween episode. April, what did you think?
I enjoyed it immensely. But I still can't figure out why they didn't just put Vanessa over one of their shoulders and let the poor guy with the broken leg go in on the gurney. Or could have asked someone to bring him a wheelchair, but I guess it wouldn't have been as funny. But I enjoyed this episode. I especially like, because in my mind I was thinking, like, if I was a kid or, you know, whatever, like the age range they were probably anticipating people watching this episode, I really enjoyed the kitten at the end because I think that would make them all feel better.
Okay.
You know, like when you get really, like, I remember when I used to get scared about non-realistic things, and I always remember, like, the best way to get over it is to think about something adorable, and they threw a kitten in there to cleanse the palate for the children watching. I thought that was very thoughtful.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where they throw that in just to make everyone feel like, hey, nothing's really scary going on, or it's all good.
It is, after all, a sitcom.
Yeah. All right, then that's going to do it for our episode on Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Halloween. They did have other ones that I thought were fun, but this one was the one that I remembered the most from my childhood, the one I remember the most from the 90s, and here on... It's a 90s Halloween podcast. I'm going to get that confused quite a bit. It was a good choice, I thought.
I think you did a good job.
Yeah, and just on a side note, this one has a rating of 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb. And I think it's just
That's
about
not
right.
High enough.
No, I think it's higher. Right. No, I think it's just right.
No, I liked it.
Yeah. I should change the description here because it says Nicole dares Tyler to stay at a night in a haunted house on Halloween, and Nicole never dared Tyler to do it.
No, she didn't. And they didn't dare him to stay the night. He just offered midnight.
Yeah.
I would say once Tyler tries to redeem himself after earning the nickname Chicken Butt, that would be how I would describe the episode.
Yeah, maybe I'll change it. Or maybe not. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Halloween podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. You're enjoying all of the stuff that's going on the 90s Halloween countdown. So come back tomorrow for another episode, and I will see you guys then. Have a good night.
Good night!